entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dame Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Coming to you live from the rural desert outside Phoenix, Arizona, on a multitude of AM and FM stations on KU Band Satellite and worldwide on the internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Hi, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges, and I am the host of the Common Sense Show, the show that brings you cutting-edge news and guests that are in the know. If you're sick and tired of the way that this country is being run into the ground and you're ready to do something about it, then stop what you're doing and lend us your ears for the next 120 minutes, and we'll give you the tools that you need to take back our great country. Tonight promises to be another landmark event in the history of the Common Sense Show. Joining me in just a moment will be Annie DeRiso. You all know her as our under-the-radar news correspondent from Nashville, Tennessee. And shortly after that, joining us will be George Uhr, who I'm sure everyone, or nearly everybody in the listening audience, is familiar with. But first, let's go to Nashville and welcome Annie DeRiso to the show. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and I'm really excited about having George Uhr on tonight. He's so good.
People can say what they want about us, Annie, but one has to admit, we get the best guests in radio.
Well, we sure try hard.
But we're going to do things a little bit in reverse order tonight, Annie. As you know, normally we start off with our news and notes segment here on our Under the Radar show. But tonight, we're going to bring George up early, and we're going to have George as a guest for the first 90 minutes. And I know, you people out there are saying, well, we want to hear Annie too. Well, she's going to be riding co-pilot with me tonight and helping me to conduct this most important interview with George Uhr. And in the last segment, you will have your way because Annie and I are going to bring you the Under the Radar news segment, and we're going to bring you lots of news and more on the two warring New World Order factions that are really publicly duking it out right now in the media, and we have new information about this war, and you're not going to want to miss it. But first, we're going to bring on George Uhr, and George Uhr, as I'm sure all of you know, is an economics expert. He was formerly a news director in Seattle from 1970 to 1983. He holds a master's degree in business administration with a focus on long-wave economics, which we're going to really get into tonight. He's a co-holder on four patents related to battery state of charge instrumentation and has a patent pending on measuring user-friendliness of enterprise software. He's been senior vice president of an international airline, a vocational school president, and has just wrapped up, well, not too long ago, a two-year sales and marketing assignment for a major software company. His website, urbansurvival.com, focuses on long-wave economics. And some of you are very familiar with Cliff from the WebBot, and George and Cliff are good friends, and they hooked up in June of 2001 as he started corresponding with Cliff about WebBot, which uses the Internet to forecast future events. And some of the highest-rated shows we've had in the history of the Common Sense Show has been when Cliff has been our guest, and I'm sure tonight will be no different. So let's go to Texas and welcome our very special guest, George Uhr. Hi, George. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. I almost feel like I should say something Texican, like, howdy, partner.
Well, that's okay. Well, I understand, in addition to this very impressive resume that I just read to our listening audience, that you also make your living off the land.
Well, we have a few goats, just a few goats. Most of what I do is private consulting for small to medium-sized companies that have strategic issues that they're trying to deal with, whether it's long-term positioning of product and company or acquisition or somebody selling off a company, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's not what we're going to deal with tonight. We've got some landmark issues that we've got to discuss, and as soon as we come back from the break, we're going to jump right into it, and with your participation, too, listening audience, stay tuned, everybody. More with George Uhr and Annie DeRiso after these messages.
I live my life like this. Go tomorrow.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
That's what the Common Sense Show is all about, trying to restore power to the people. Hey, everybody, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you about a new video that's all the rage called Camp FEMA. It's directed by William Lewis and Gary Franchi. In fact, I had a phone conversation with Gary Franchi 3 days ago, and we're going to get him on as a guest. And this video, Camp FEMA, also features our very own John Stadtmiller, president of RBN, host of the show, the National Intel Report, that can be heard Monday through Friday right here on RBN. And now this great video, Camp FEMA, is available at republicbroadcasting.org on the online store, I should say. Now, we also have business cards available, $8 per 100, and this includes shipping and free bumper stickers. And you can get yours by writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can make it easy on yourself. Call with a credit card to 1-800-724-2719. Once again, that number is 1-800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central. Now, I'm going to give the same warning that I did when I had Cliff on the show when we did the WebBot predictions, that I am with having our special guest tonight, George Ure, on the air. Some of the stuff we're going to talk about is pretty grim. And if you got young children in the room, I think it would be wise to have them leave the room, because I think some of our discussion could become quite grim and very disturbing. And the little ones do listen to you. In fact, George, today my 8-year-old went shopping with his mother. And, of course, this show is called The Common Sense Show. But my son was out in Target, and he saw Glenn Beck's book that had Common Sense in the title. And he's well aware of some of Glenn Beck's ranting and ravings. Mom's been watching a little bit. I've been watching a little bit. So he thought it was a good idea to buy the book for his dad. The kids do pay attention. And I know, George, you're going to have our listening audience sitting on the edge of their seats here shortly. So I want to welcome you back into the show. And Annie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. And hi, George. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Last time I saw you, I think we were all out in New Mexico someplace.
Yeah, we met up, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago, I
guess. Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
So good to hear you both.
Well, good.
So
thank you.
Too.
George, we cover a lot on this show about swine flu, the possible manufacturing of it, you know, in terms it was made instead of developed naturally, the dangers of the swine flu vaccine, and what we feel is the distinct probability that these vaccinations are going to be made mandatory. Do you have a position on that topic?
It's not really an economics topic, except it really is an economics topic because, like so many other things that go on in the world, ultimately, a lot of human behavior, especially up at the top of the food chain, relates to money. I guess I want to put it in perspective. If you remember what had happened as the lead-in to 911, we had just been through the tech wreck. The internet bubble was in the midst of collapsing, and we were on the verge as a country of waking up to the idea that we were through with a five-wave super cycle blow-off that the internet frenzy was all about. And in fact, even through the nominal high in the Dow of over 14,000 in October of 2007, even using the Federal Reserve's data, which understates some of the effects of monetary debasement, it's true that if you took the 11,722 high of the Dow in, I think it was March of 2000, or early spring of 2000, and multiplied that times even the Fed's inflation deflator, you would find that on a purchasing power basis, the stock market has never come anywhere near the purchasing power that it had in 2000. In other words, $100 in the market in 2000 would buy you more goods and services than $140 would in the market later on.
Well, George, isn't that the product of having a privately controlled banking system that can make money out of thin air?
Well, yeah, unfortunately it is. The United States for the longest period of time had a relatively stable economy. Yeah, we had our regional booms and our busts, and the railroad barons came and laid waste, you know, large sections of the country. We had periodic panics and so forth. But by and large, a dollar was a dollar. And just to give you an example, in 1913, when the Fed came into existence, a steak dinner was about a buck and a half. And today, a steak dinner is approximately 20 to 25 times that, depending on what kind of steak you're having, right?
Yes.
But the purchasing power of the dollar on a, compared with what it was in 1913 is about 4.6 cents.
Amazing. And what I find even more incredible is how most of us have to stumble upon this kind of information because it's certainly not taught to us when we're in school.
Well, there's no real reason to. You see, one of the problems... And we'll believe me, we'll circle back to the swine flu issue in a little while. One of the problems from an education standpoint, having worked in the field of higher education for a number of years as a college admissions director and school president and so forth, one of the problems is that curriculum is like the Holy Grail in higher ed. And curriculum is something which is basically the summary of what is to be taught. And if a school district out and start teaching that the Federal Reserve is lying when they refer to their G19 report as the consumer credit report, when it's really a consumer debt report. It's that kind of stuff that never makes it past peer review or through accreditation processes. And so what we have is we have the academics being hornswoggled into the peer review groupthink, and the peer review groupthink is in a kind of a trance state. And so what you end up with is you end up with paradigm defending, and when someone like myself comes along and says, you know, guess what? Prices are not going up. The purchasing power of your money is going down. Now, that's obvious to anybody who thinks about it, because they're simply printing a lot more money. In fact, on my wall, let me just look and see how much money I have on my wall. One, two, three, 300 trillion plus 5 billion plus 100 billion. Now, those are all Zimbabwe dollars. But I've got that much stuck up on my wall here in my office that subscribers have sent in. And I love it. I mean, you know, we used to make light of Confederate money. And now the rage is to make fun of, Zimbabwe, look at them. They're just printing up money like crazy. And yet, at the same time, the Obama administration has come up with a new task force, which will be trying to extend Western influence over Africa. The Secretary of State is putting a lot of focus on meetings, and so is Europe. Meeting with Robert Mugabe, who's of course the head of Zimbabwe, because Zimbabwe is sort of a pariah, because for all of what people may say about Mugabe, there is a little bit of truth to what the guy has been saying about the Western economy.
And which is what?
These are bankers that go into countries where they have no standing. And they offer cheap or free international loans, in return for which small countries are held hostage.
Yes,
they're held hostage for things like their waterworks, their sewage systems, their natural resources, their banking franchises, their cell phone towers, anything that could be made fungible and could be used to secure a loan. That's what the international banksters do. If you haven't read it, read Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
I have.
Oh, you have. Okay. You see the game.
Yes. I'm familiar with what happened in Bolivia at the turn of the century, where when the World Bank went in to collect and monetize and hand over the infrastructure of the water of Bolivia to Bechtel, they even got the legislature there to make trapping rainwater for drinking purposes illegal.
Well, and it's the same thing that happened in Iraq, where today it's illegal in Iraq to hold over seed from season to season, even if you're an Iraqi citizen, even if they're heritage seeds that have been in your family's farm for number of hundreds and hundreds of years. Sorry about that, but you got to buy government-licensed seed, because the theory is that you could be supplying terrorists if we don't know how much seed you've got, right?
I smell Monsanto in Iraq. Is that what you're talking about?
I won't single anybody out. I mean, you know, Iraq is really just a money festival. You saw where Biden was dropped in there in the last week or so to go up north, talk to the Kurds, and make sure that the oil keeps flowing once it gets turned on. And by the way, now that the oil deals are done and just got done in the last 3 months, you notice how it's all of a sudden, oh, we've got to move more troops into Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And yet my friends in the military are going, what are we doing in Afghanistan? You know, does anybody besides them remember that the guys who were involved held Saudi passports? No, we didn't invade Saudi Arabia, did we? No, we're invading every place but Saudi
Arabia. When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you about the Central Asian pipeline. I'm sure you have a lot to say about that. More with George Ure and my co-pilot tonight, Annie DeRiso, after a word from our sponsors.
the Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
The old Central Asian pipeline. We're going to be talking about that with George here. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly here on republicbroadcasting.org. And Annie DeRiso is joining us. Hi, Annie. Are you still with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
And jump into this anytime you want. And our special guest, as I said, is George Ure. And George, let's go right to the Central Asian pipeline. How does that factor into our presence in Afghanistan?
Well, there's really a number of things in Afghanistan that are very attractive economically. First of all, there is some Central Asian oil up in the Uzbekistan area and Turkmenistan. And there's quite a demand for that oil down in places like southern Pakistan and even India. And so, obviously, whoever controls Afghanistan controls that oil. Then, too, there's the hunger that India has for natural gas. And, again, if you look at up in the Absheron oil field, which is up in the Caspian Sea area, there are some gas pipeline routes that have been proposed from there. And there's another unpronounceable gas field up kind of in the northeastern part of Iran. And India, of course, is just going great guns in terms of economic development. And to fuel that, they're going to need lots of energy. So along comes the economic incentive for somebody to build a gas pipeline, too. And the other thing that's a big cherry to be picked in Afghanistan is the poppies. I know that's a terrible mixed metaphor, but the drug business is still the drug business, and frankly, the warring is not so much over whether heroin is going to disappear, so much as it's really over how much heroin is going to be produced by whom and who will get the grease.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's a hell of a spot to put our good American fighting men and women in a war where we do not have clear objectives. As murky, bad, awful, hot, stinking, sandfly pit Iraq was, at least we had a nominal benchmark of reestablishing an elective process and bringing in freedom as long as they went ahead and signed the oil contracts eventually, right?
Yes.
Okay. We don't have that equivalency. We don't have, I mean, we understand that Islamic militants are doing training up in the hills someplace in Afghanistan. No argument. On the other hand, though, we're on the verge of making the very same mistake that the Russians made.
Yes.
The Russians, if you ever listen to one of my favorite analysts of military affairs is Wynn Dyer. And if you ever read any of his work about how the Russians really became bogged down and the horrors that they went through with Afghanistan, I'm sure that the folks up in the Kremlin have got to be laughing hysterically at the dumb, foolish Americans. They, you know, Russia is literally right next door. They can drive down, you know, from up north through Kazakhstan and down through Uzbekistan and drive tanks down to Afghanistan. They got their butt kicked. It took 10 years. And I got news for you, in case anybody has forgotten how tough the Russians are, the World War II stands at Leningrad, Moscow, and places like that are testaments to people defending their homeland. And ultimately, what seems to be the true core of war that war after war teaches us is that people defending their home soil tend to fight to the death much more than people who are not from that home soil, who are not fighting for a clear objective. And so right now, frankly, my opinion is that we're on an economic disaster course.
Well, I think there's no question, and you have to wonder what the Pentagon military planners are thinking. I mean, does Vietnam ring a bell? And as you already mentioned, you know, Russian gunships being shot out of the air with surface-to-air missiles supplied by the CIA, which leads me to my next question. Who is supplying the Taliban and Al-Qaeda with weapons in which they're engaging our troops?
Oh, gosh. Did you ever see the movie Lord of War?
No.
Nicolas Cage. Good movie. Got to see it. It's probably the best look at the weapons trade I've seen in popular film. But essentially, anybody who wants a piece of the narcotics action can cut a deal and bring in weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not without risk. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, that's a brutal, ugly business. People die every day, smuggling arms and so forth. But Iran certainly has some vested interest in keeping the U.S. occupied over there.
No question.
And we also have to assume that some of the more militant elements of Islam have other countries where the U.S. might pay more attention, Yemen, for example. But instead, as long as we're preoccupied in Afghanistan securing pipeline routes and poppies, you know, and the other part of it is, too, there also are some pipeline routes that could take that energy off to China. And so, you know, if the fields in the northern part of Afghanistan were to be linked up with China, you know, China's got some real incentive and a huge thirst for oil. I don't doubt that there are strategic reasons to be fighting the war.
I think there's no question about that, George. We're going to have to hold it right there as we break. But we'll come back. We're going to explore this in more detail because if China is not involved, I'd be the most surprised person on the planet. More with George Ure and Annie DiRiso after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
+1 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you want to be a part of the show, or if you're shy, bashful, or just want to email in your comment or question. You can do so at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. My special guest tonight is George Ure. Also flying co-pilot with me tonight is Annie DeRiso, our under-the-radar news correspondent. And George, as we went to the break, you touched on possible Chinese backing our enemies.
Right. The Chinese backing, though, Dave, is going to be done in an inscrutable manner and mm-hmm. with plausible deniability. So
well, they're a trading partner. They have to.
Exactly. So what will happen is it'll come out through North Korea. It'll come out through some small country, you know, Monrovia. Who knows?
Or Iran.
Or just, you know, a ship with a national flag of convenience. And that's how the arms will show up. But the problem is not over. The administration has not articulated what constitutes winning that football game.
I agree, except I tell you, Annie and I have been running across consistent data that suggests that the North Shore Alaskan oil people, their investors and friendly politicians to their cause, are very upset about not being able to drill domestically. And the, for lack of a better term, the Rockefeller Old Guard CFR oil companies are basically bogarting everything. And we were told in several different venues that some profits, if they could secure and develop this Central Asian pipeline, could be siphoned off to make this other group a little less angry. Do you have an opinion on that possibility?
Well, all I can do is maybe give you one more data point. And the additional data point is that I've got a number of friends who work out in the Gulf of Mexico, and they have been shutting down, slowing down Gulf production, I'm told. I'd have to go hit the mineral and mine and mineral management division of USGS and see what the current production run rates are like. But I've heard that a lot of U.S. capacity is being shut in order to try and preserve U.S. resource and soak up some of the cheap oil from other parts of the world right now.
Okay, and along those lines, Annie, you had a question for George as well.
Well, yes, on the economics end of it, George, what is your opinion? Do you think that gold and silver major mining stocks are going to survive the storm?
I think they probably will. The difficulty, though, and I think Cliff mentioned this, is the whole matter of integrity of markets. The thing about holding an asset is it's almost like a teeter-totter. You can put, you know, on one side of the teeter-totter, you can do what both Cliff and I have done, which is really load up on the things that you want to have around the house in the event that trade with China. You saw the pictures, I think, Annie, of the ghost ship fleet. Something like 16 or 17% of the world's merchant fleet is moored off of China right now.
Right. Yeah,
no place to go, nothing to do, right? And mm-hmm. And I've also heard that a lot of U.S. manufacturers of nominally U.S. assembled product that rely on overseas components out of China are starting to run into some just-in-time supply issues because they're just not able to get the kind of replacement parts they want. So what I think the mental balance, and it's different for everybody, is on one side of the teeter-totter, you want to have a year of food, you want to have, you know, 6 months of clothing for all seasons, you want to have a bicycle or some kind of transportation that doesn't depend on gasoline, maybe, you know, a year's worth of batteries for flashlights for half an hour a night, maybe a crank-up radio, right? You know, so yeah. You can't eat gold, you can't eat stocks, but by golly, you can sure make something out of, you know, a 50-pound pail of wheat, right?
That makes a great deal of sense.
I think people should also get the band radios, you know, that we used to listen to as kids. So if you can't send out news, you can at least listen to news that's coming from all over the world with those band radios.
Well, and you know, they took the ham radio, took the Morse code requirement off some number of years back. And mm-hmm. it's really easy. Ham radio clubs all over the country, you can get communication skills that are first rate, take you maybe 8 hours on a Saturday to do it, and it's really worth it. But back to the gold question. You know, the problem is that we live in a world where the reality is that paper assets and digital assets really do mean something. However, that said, you have to figure out what your own personal comfort level is on this great teeter-totter. How much risk are you willing to shoulder if, God forbid, you know, the Hiroshima on American soil ever happened? The question is, how long would it take for that digital resource that you've got, you know, whether it's 1,000 shares of a paper gold stock or, you know, a certificate of deposit for X number of ounces in some foreign country, how is that going to settle? How is that going to clear? The other side of it is, do you have an AK-47 at the bedside to protect your assets? And those are, you know, everybody's got their own comfort level. You know,
it's reality.
It's the reality. Yeah, there's no one-size-fits-all on this stuff. I mean, you know, out here where we are, you know, is it a little more politically correct to have a gun? Oh, yeah. East Texas, deer hunting season, you're kidding, right? On the other hand, if you're in something like the Republic of Massachusetts, Commonwealth, how soon I forget.
I think you were closer.
I was
People's
closer,
Republic
yeah.
of Massachusetts.
That was, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Dave, I shouldn't be so blunt. But I don't, you know, look, if people want to have a no-gun policy, fine. I'm sure that makes, you know, shopping for criminals just a lot easier.
Well, I'm sure it does.
Agreed.
Let's go to the lines and welcome Eddie from Cleveland on line one. Hi, Eddie. Do you have a question or comment for our guest, George?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm great.
I did see the movie Lord of War.
Yes.
Great movie. He pretended to be a Jew, and then he actually met some Jews that were gun dealers. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
That was a great movie. I wanted to mention, there is a movie, if you can find it, it's called Nine Rota. That's the number nine, space, then R as in Robert, O as in Oscar, T as in Tom, A as in Apple. Nine Rota.
Okay. What's the plot on?
Okay. It's about the Russians in Afghanistan.
Ooh.
Right.
It goes on my list.
You really, really, really would like that movie. You're going to have to find a movie with the subtitles because it's totally in Russian. But if you are successful in watching it, it will change the way that you look at the war in Afghanistan. This is a very, very, very good down-to-earth movie about people that actually fought that war, how they felt about it. How hard this Afghanis will fight.
Yeah, let me ask you something, Eddie. After I watch that movie, is it gonna make me want to stay in Afghanistan more and start supporting the administration on that, or is it gonna make me say, "What the hell"?
It will make you leave Afghanistan that day. Leave it to the Afghanis and wonder why you were ever there in the first place.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Russia has learned that painful lesson. We're just slow learners, can't learn. You know, it's like the difference between a smart person and a dumb person is the dumb person has to make all their own mistakes. Guess what we're doing?
I don't think it's so much a cultural we're making a dumb mistake. It's just the people that are planning these things aren't sending their children over there.
If I may say something, there is a particular part of this movie where a Russian captain is explaining to the young recruits that are going to go to Bagram Air Base, which is the base that the Americans are using right now.
Yeah.
And how and why Afghanistan has never been conquered. I can't really explain the movie like they do. But I really, really, really recommend this movie, especially if you like Lord of War. You will definitely like this movie. And please let me ask you, I live in the hood, okay?
Yeah.
When this up-and-coming collapse of this paper economy comes, what do I do? Do I start?
Do you have friends outside the hood?
No.
Dude, you got to make some friends.
Yeah, you got to get out of there because it's going to be house to house fighting for whatever resources left. Don't you agree, George?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to be bad right away, Eddie. I mean, you know, we see it when things like Katrina happens. People go to the iconic things of value that were sold to them on television, and by the iconic things of value, I mean, you know, they'll smash in windows, and they'll steal jewelry, and they'll steal big-screen TVs, and then they can go home and watch themselves stealing the TV, right? But that's really a dumb thing to do, because if we get the kind of next leg down in this second depression, and I guess we could talk about the timing of that later on, but the problem is when social order begins to break down, it's easy to restore order as long as the police and the fire department and the sheriffs and so forth are getting paid. However, picture a situation where, and we came close in California, you know, they were talking about letting inmates out of prison because they didn't have money and so on and so forth. What'll happen this time is that you'll probably start off with conventional Katrina Rita kind of looting. But then what'll happen is a couple of days into it, people are going to start going for the gusto. The things that really will matter are going to be guns and food at some level, and maybe gold and some cash if there's any available. Because what can happen, and it did happen to an extent in the 1930s, people then had fallback positions. They could go back to the old neighborhood. and there wasn't house-to-house fighting. There was still the family unit. But what's happened now in the hood is that you've got so much gang involvement, and the gang has replaced the family, and the gang is all about turf, right? And,
yes.
And that's why, gosh, Eddie, if you could, you know, find some friends, or, you know, even buy 5 acres out in the middle of nowhere so you've got some kind of a fallback.
Or even find a cave. I mean, you don't want to be in the middle of an urban area.
Yeah, the best thing to do is be gone. Don't be involved.
Exactly. Eddie, thanks for the call. We're going to move along and go to Ken from Fort Worth on line 2. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, you know what's that? Ron Paul's got 282 signers to audit the Fed bill, and Obama keeps talking louder and louder and longer about other things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just the distraction stuff.
Oh, yeah, because they're in a panic over 282 signers for the audit to Fed bill. You know they are.
Oh, of course. Of course. Sure. And there are going to be voters in Texas like you and me who are going to call up our congressional delegation and say, how come you're not all over this?
Right.
Because not everybody in Texas is. There's a lot of old paradigm defenders. I've got a theory that we ought to have a law here in Texas, and it should be in every state. You can't come back from Washington with any more money than you had when you left.
That's a good point, yeah.
And they have to take the same health care they're trying to force down
and
our throats.
And the same retirement as the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And write your congressman and tell him to sign on to that bill.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I may have a congressman over here in the 5th who has been the poster boy for the credit card companies saying that 33% interest is consumer choice. I don't call that consumer choice.
We call that juice loan.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I still think that the reason why they're in Iraq and Afghanistan is to be on both sides of Iran, period.
Well, that may be, but I think there's really a lot more to it. There's no doubt about it that militant Islam is out to take over the world.
I mean,
that's what Dar es Salaam is all about, sure. But the problem is the way we're going around defending is creating the very marketing materials that we don't want them to have.
That's a point, yeah.
You know, we're going out. I mean, it's a death dance between cultures, and we've either got to look through the death dance and learn to do a different dance with each other, or we're going to, you know, unfortunately, go to the mat together.
It's going to be Islam against Christianity.
I wouldn't say necessarily just Christianity. It'll be Islam versus non-Islam, and that's very clear in their doctrine.
Okay. Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. Okay, let's go to Richard from Alabama on line 3. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have this worry that the reason we're in Afghanistan is that we have a secret agreement with China to help them get a pipeline route from Kazakhstan around the Himalayas and down into Tibet. And I'm afraid that at some point we're going to invite China into Afghanistan to help us, and then they'll turn north through Tajikistan and link up with Kazakhstan and build their pipeline, and perhaps they'll forgive part of our national debt.
Yeah, that could very well be. It almost becomes Machiavellian, though, at that point. I mean, there are so many iterations of things China could do. They can play us 6 ways to Sunday because we don't make anything in America anymore.
Yeah, we're in a weak position.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, you know, we called it the Rust Belt 10 years ago. And when my wife and I go shopping for appliances and cars and, you know, whatever, we always try to find Made in America. It's a lost cause. And that's the problem. Fundamentally, America has, well, let me back up. The fundamental problem is that we swallowed globalism as a mechanism of freedom. And globalism has never been anything more or less than paying people less elsewhere than they would have to be paid in America. That's just what it is. The rich guys pocket the wage rate differential and build empires in New York while the rest of us end up having to deal with what's now a collapsing consumer shopkeeper economy.
Well, not to mention that they also get to avoid paying their fair share of taxes from the profits they get from this practice.
Oh, and you saw, of course, tonight that IRS is talking about extending the amnesty for the guys that buried their money offshore in secret Swiss accounts.
Yes.
Don't you love equal protection under the law? What's the old, was it Dick Gregory said, that there's equality and then there's some a little more equal than others?
Well, Timothy Geithner had to protect his own backside. That tax cheat undoubtedly has done that same thing. We'll come back more with George Ure. Yeah, okay, we're going to come back with George after a word from our sponsors and explore more of this corruption. Stay tuned, everybody.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everybody. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on RBN. Joining me tonight and flying co-pilot is Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, and remember, everybody, in that last half hour, Annie and I are going to be doing our Under the Radar News segment. And our special guest tonight is George Ure, and we've been talking all over the map about economics and politics. But, George, I want to focus for the next time that we have together here, the short time we have, is what's going to happen domestically in the United States in our short-term futures?
In our short-term future, I look for it to be incredibly ugly. There's a wonderful way of looking at markets called Elliott Wave Theory. And essentially, Elliott wave theory says that most of the time, markets move up or down in either three or five steps. In other words, the market may be coming down one move down, a bounce up is two, and then number three down to complete, or it'll be one down, two up, three down, four up, five down to complete. And so, or the other way, they'll go up and down reverse, of course. But where we are right now at an Elliott wave macro view is we are probably headed for about a 50% retracement, which would put us around 10,300, 10,400 on the Dow. We just last week passed through the first major stopping threshold where such rallies typically stop, which is 38.2% retracement. And we passed the 38.2% retracement both in price and time, so that brings the 50% retracement. Before I'd be a believer in a grand rally, I'd want to be past Cliff's window that where things get really bad in October. Well, actually, we've got September 22nd to 25th is really ugly, and then we have this this major shift of emotions that comes along about October 25th. And then we get into a huge ramp up over like a one-week period that'll be like the most intense thing many people will ever have experienced in watching headlines. And then however that resolves itself. But longer term, I wouldn't be surprised by, say, June of next year to see the Dow down as low as 4,400.
Wow.
4,400.
Oh, sure.
Will there be any shopping malls left open?
Not really. See, that's where things that's the problem. Did you see Nancy Pelosi getting really worried and getting choked up at the mention of expressing fear last week about the potential for violence in America?
I saw those crocodile tears, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're afraid of. Because, you see, at some point, as long as you've got some hope of pushing things, pushing money into the economy, you may end up with inflation like during the Weimar Republic. But inflation is much preferable to runaway deflation. And so what the Fed's trying to do, honestly, I'm not sure what I'd do different. Well, I know what I'd do differently. I would radically change the face of American politics in one fell swoop by making it illegal to send any money for a political purpose between states except for the office of president, and then I'd make every...
Hold it right there, George, because we are kindred spirits on that point. Stay tuned, everybody. After the top of the hour, we'll be back with George here and Annie DiRiso. And you're not going to want to miss what we're going to talk about.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.